We have prepared a treat for you in fun things this week. A sounds challenge. Now, the rules are easy, but I think it is going to be quite a challenge. You have to listen to a number of sounds and then guess what each one is. If you have not already found the sounds challenge, please take a look on our website. If you look in Church to Go, you should find it under Fun Things. And that sounds challenge relates to our message today, because sounds play an important part in the way we interact with the world around us. Sounds are part of the narrative as we go through life. On Thursday evening, I heard what sounded like gunfire, and then the sound of clapping. At first I was confused, and then realised it was 8 p.m. We went to the front of our house and found our neighbours clapping and banging saucepans. It was great to see everyone. As we think about the Easter narrative, sounds are important too. As Jesus entered into Jerusalem, there must have been the sound of the donkey's hooves on the rough road. That sound may then have been drowned out by the sound of people praising God, and especially the sound of children's voices. When Jesus entered the temple, there must have been an interesting sound as he scattered the coins of the money changers. And if some of the doves escaped from their baskets, there must have been the sound of their wings flapping too. As the narrative progresses, there is another interesting sound. The sound of water being poured into a basin as Pilate washed his hands. Now, he thought that it would make him innocent, but of course he was mistaken. Washing our hands may be good for killing viruses, but it does not take away guilt. Moving on in the narrative, the sounds become unbearable. There is the sound of the whip as Jesus is cruelly flogged. And there is the sound of the hammer and nails too. And if you can hear it through all the other noise, there is the sound of the women weeping. Meanwhile, if someone else has been recording in different locations, some distance away, there have been some other sounds too. Let's try and bring you up to date with some of those other sounds. There has been the sound of accusations being levelled at Simon Peter, the words of denial, the sound of a cock crowing, and the sound of Peter weeping bitterly. Then there has been the sound of Judas throwing the money back into the temple, and that awful thud as Judas hanged himself. Getting back to the cross, there are some interesting sounds now. One of the poor victims is speaking. He's not cursing or swearing, but saying things you never normally hear at a crucifixion. You will have to listen closely, but if you do, you will hear that he is speaking words of love. Can you believe what he is saying? Father, please forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. And now he is saying something else. He is looking at a man probably in his 30s, and an older woman, perhaps in her late 40s. Can you make out what he is saying? To the woman, he is saying, "Here is your son." And to the man, he is saying, "Here is your mother." And now there is another dialogue going on between two of the victims of crucifixion, between the one in the middle and one of the others. Listen carefully, try and hear what they're saying. The one on the edge is speaking now. "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Let's listen again. Hang on. Yes, the one in the middle is just about to reply. "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." There are still a few more sounds to go. The one in the middle is speaking again. Just three words this time. "It is finished." And later on, if someone, one of you, would like to run round near to the temple, please go inside if they will let you. You may be able to record the sound of a curtain tearing. And after that, someone else may be able to record the sound of a stone being rolled over the entrance of a tomb. Sounds play an important part in the way we interact with the world around us, and sounds are an integral part of the Easter narrative too. And moving forward, the news gets better. Much better, in fact. Let's read the resurrection narrative from Matthew's Gospel. That is Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 20. And please, keep listening out for sounds in the narrative.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb.
There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men.
The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you'll see him. Now I have told you."
So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid and yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priest everything that had happened.
When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, They gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble."
So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day.
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on the earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
Thank you, Gabby. What sounds did you hear as we read? Were you listening? There was the sound of an earthquake. I am not really sure what that sounds like, but it must have been pretty frightening. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. I wonder what angels sound like as they move. I wonder what the stone rolling sounded like. Next, we read about the guards who were so afraid of the angel that they shook. I wonder what that shaking sounded like. And then they became like dead men. Does that mean that they stopped shaking? And next we get to what must have been a wonderful sound, the voice of the angel, and those wonderful words of comfort and new, fresh hope. "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." What a wonderful sound and what wonderful news. Jesus has risen. Jesus is alive. And what happens next? The women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and they ran to tell his disciples. What did that sound like? Women hurrying, afraid, yet filled with joy? Were they laughing? Were they crying? Were they screaming? Or were they putting all their energy into hurrying? The angel's words had been a wonderful sound, but they were just about to hear something even more wonderful. Just one word, but the most wonderful word. Greetings. Hang on, who said that? Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid." What wonderful news! What wonderful words! What a wonderful sound! Greetings! Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. Jesus really is alive, and the brothers are going to see him too. This must be the most beautiful sound in the whole of the Easter narrative. The risen Jesus saying, "Do not be afraid." And now I want to appeal to each one of you personally, whoever you are and wherever you are, if you are listening to this recorded message during lockdown, the risen Jesus is saying to you, do not be afraid. Give yourself to Jesus because he loves you. Do not be afraid. Now, whilst the women were meeting with Jesus and hearing his wonderful words and the wonderful sound of his voice, simultaneously there are some other sounds going on too. You see, the guards have gone into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that has happened. Can you hear the fear in their voices? Yes, they are telling the chief priests everything that has happened, and they don't know what the consequence will be for them. And next we hear the jingle of money again. Have you noticed how often money features in this Easter narrative? The chief priests and the elders devised a plan. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. And so, ever since that day, one of the ongoing sounds throughout history has been the sound of people telling a lie. The lie that Jesus did not rise from the dead. The lie that Jesus was a fake. But that is not the only sound that has been heard throughout history. There is another sound, a sound of a great commission. In fact, it is the sound of the people of God commissioned to tell other people that Jesus is alive, that Jesus loves them, that Jesus died to save people like you and me. This is the sound of what we call the Great Commission. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. There is no sound more precious than when a believer declares to an unbeliever, Jesus loves you. And there is no sound more wonderful than when an unbeliever turns to Jesus and says, I turn to you, Jesus. I do believe. Help me in my unbelief. Because, as it says in Romans chapter 10, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.